This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Face Connecticut, an in-depth look at today's issues.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Face Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham on WTIC News Talk 1080, Light 100.5 WRCH, and 96.5 TIC. It is that time of year where everybody's getting ready for the Thanksgiving holiday. For some, that could be a challenge, though, and that's where Connecticut Food Share comes into play. We talk with them every year around this time, although I will also note that this is an issue, a hunger, that goes on throughout the year. It's not just unique in particular to Thanksgiving, but this is a time of year where Food Share does even more work to try to make sure that people are able to have a Thanksgiving meal this year. Jason Jacobowski, he's their president and CEO, with me this morning. Jason, good morning, and always a pleasure to have you on this time of year.
Hey, Morgan. Great talking to you, as always. It's hard to believe the holidays are upon us again.
I know. It really does blow my mind. And this time around, we're talking well before Thanksgiving holiday. It's still a few weeks out, but we'll be here before you know it. So what do people need to know about Food Share and Thanksgiving in the year 2024?
Well, look, there's a lot of things. I mean, I think first and foremost, you know, we live here in a very wealthy state. However, there's still 470,000 people who are food insecure, and that's a very difficult number for a lot of people to accept, especially here in the year 2024. There's tremendous amounts of wealth, but there's also tremendous amounts of poverty, all here within the same state. We serve at least one family in each of the 169 towns here in Connecticut, whether that's a city like Hartford or Bridgeport or New Haven, or whether it's a affluent suburb like Avon or Simsbury or Greenwich, or whether it's a small rural town like Cornwall or Kent or Sprague. We serve all 169 towns here. And I think one of the things that I hope that people will remember is that there's at least one family in each of those towns this Thanksgiving that's not going to know where their Thanksgiving meal is coming from. And that's where we come in. Our job is to help those people, you know, not only at Thanksgiving, but year round, to be able to put food on their table. So Thanksgiving for All is the name of our campaign. And our goal this year is to collect and distribute 50,000 Thanksgiving meals to people in need across the state of Connecticut. It's definitely a tall order, and we're going to be burning a lot of midnight oil these next couple of weeks. But by the time we get to Thanksgiving, we'll have distributed 50,000 Thanksgiving meals.
50,000. Can you tell me how that compares to past years, Jason, and the goals set before?
Yeah, it's about the same as what we did last year. I mean, we did about 50,000 meals last year. I will say, you know, need has generally gone up, not only here in Connecticut, but across the country. According to Feeding America, here in Connecticut at least, there's been a 23% increase in food insecurity. I wish we could do more meals than that. I think the need is greater than that. I think you have a lot of local pantries are also trying to collect turkeys on their own, in addition to the ones that we're giving them. But our hope is that 50,000 puts a real dent in the overall need here in Connecticut. It's definitely tough times, and what we're hearing at our lines from people are obviously frustration with grocery prices, frustration with housing and affordability and availability of housing, it's resulted in this in this situation that, you know, people are finding themselves not knowing where their next meal's coming from.
When you say a meal for Thanksgiving, are you talking about just getting the turkey, the bird, or does this include the mashed potatoes and the vegetables and all the other fixings
too? Well, we don't mash them. I'll say we don't mash them, Morgan. But we do. We provide the potatoes. You gotta mash them yourself.
I see. Got it.
Yeah, no, but we do. It is a Thanksgiving meal, and that's why, you know, we used to focus just on the turkey, but I think people have realized over time that, you know, it is more than just a turkey. Obviously, we want to provide people with a turkey. It's the centerpiece of the meal, but stuffing, potatoes, vegetables. I know we've got some butternut squash that we're planning to distribute, some onions. What we do is we want to give people, we want to give these 50,000 families the tools to be able to put together a good Thanksgiving meal. So yes, while the turkey is definitely the symbol of Thanksgiving, it's a very all-encompassing it's an all-encompassing meal. We try to get you the turkey, but also the fixins.
There used to be, Jason, I remember as a kid, the slogan "Turkey at a 20," or maybe it was turkey in a 10 at one point in time. You know, I'm trying to think back as many years as I possibly can, and old recordings I have from news radio stations, etc. But it used to be essentially turkey at a 20. And there's usually a financial component when it comes to these kinds of donations, kind of give what you can. I don't know if it's graduated to turkey at a 50. I think it was $40 at one point in time. So tell me about the financial component, because it's not just donating the food, but you also ask for a monetary donation too.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're talking, you know, the Food Share for years had done a campaign that was, you know, it was turkey in a 10, turkey in a 20, turkey in a 30. I think the last one we did was turkey in a 40. And I think we realized a couple of things. One is, you know, now that we're a statewide organization, we wanted to broaden the message. So that's why we now refer to it as Thanksgiving for All. But to your point, one of the things that we are out there collecting now, in addition, you know, wherever you can drop off a turkey or wherever you can drop off sides, we have turkey drives all across the state of Connecticut over the next week to 10 days. But we're also collecting monetary donations. And I think those are very important. For every dollar that we receive here at Connecticut Food Share, we're able to produce two meals for people here in Connecticut. And the turkey and the fixings and the sides are very important around this time of year. But it's important to also remember that this is just one meal a year. Thanksgiving it's an important meal, but it's just one meal a year. So what we ask people to do is also make a monetary donation to help us be able to do our work throughout the entire year. We're out there in the community 12 months out of the year, and you know, it's not easy. Most people think about us at the holidays, and that's great, and that's wonderful. We raise a lot of money around the holidays, but we need to raise money around the holidays to be able to sustain us through the other 10 months of the year, particularly during the summer. The summer is the time of year in which need is the highest, but our donations are the lowest. So, you know, the money that we're able to raise now around Thanksgiving also helps us to feed people throughout the year.
If you could give me an idea, Jason, how you might stagger this effort for Thanksgiving. I know this is a year-long effort for you guys to get meals to people throughout the year and help them access food. But to prepare for the Thanksgiving meal, where you're maybe putting out 50,000 meals in a very short period of time, at least it would seem to be a short period of time. So are you guys starting to think about this in July or sooner, and start to perhaps stagger your efforts so that you're ready for the big donation?
Absolutely. I mean, it is a huge logistical endeavor. I mean, obviously, you know, we're bringing in 50,000 meals and bringing out 50,000 meals in a short period of time. That's in addition to our normal work. So it's not like the normal work of the food bank stops. I mean, we're still doing daily deliveries of food. We still have our mobile trucks out there. So it's kind of like an added bonus on top of our normal, our regularly scheduled programming, if you will. There's staff here that talk about it and think about it year round. my internal rule, I always prefer people not to think about, I always say, don't start talking about turkeys until July. But I mean, inevitably in May and June, we start the preparations for this. There's a lot of logistics that go into it because we need to, first of all, secure the turkeys. You got to store the turkeys because they're all frozen. You've got to set up all the different turkey drives around the states. You know, you got to set up all of the, you know, whether it's outside of a Stop and Shop or whether it's as a part of some other nonprofit or whether it's some third party that wants to raise turkeys for us. You have to set all those things up, and then you've got to make sure, you know, that's only 50% of it. The other 50% is the distribution of the turkeys. I think we spend so much time talking about, hey, did you meet your goal? Did you meet your goal? We spend a lot of time talking about bringing the turkeys in. We don't spend as much time talking about getting the turkeys out the door. And that is an endeavor that over several weeks, we already have had some of our local pantries start to pick up their turkeys and their Thanksgiving meals, and get them ready for distribution to their clients over the next week or so. Our rule here, everything's got to be out our door by the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, so that all of the pantries can have their can have everything out their doors by the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
I'm Morgan Cunningham. This is Face Connecticut. If you're just joining us, WTIC News Talk 1080 Light 100.5 WRCH 96.5 TIC. And our guest this morning is the Connecticut Food Share President and CEO, Jason Jacobowski, talking about largely their Thanksgiving effort, which is coming up upon us. So if they have to have the meals in order to distribute by the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, which is 2 days, correct? That's 2 days before Thanksgiving.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Giving.
Absolutely. They got to be out our door by then. But like I said, we're already distributing. I mean, we've already started last week distributing some of the meals. We have 600 pantries across the state. So we obviously, they all can't line up the Tuesday before Thanksgiving and we load them up. We have to stagger the distribution. We also can't store 50,000 meals here all at once. The 50,000 turkeys are never here in the building all at once. We have to stagger it so that, you know, there's some coming in and there's some going out as well. So it really is, you know, I remember I've been here 7 years now and I remember my first year here thinking, oh, you know, this should be a pretty easy exercise. And it's not, it's a very complicated, logistical endeavor. Our operations team does a wonderful job, you know, preparing for this. Like I said, most of the year. And I think the more amazing thing is, I think, as I said before, we're still doing our regular jobs on top of it, too. It's not like the rest of the food distribution ceases to exist for the 2 weeks before Thanksgiving. So it really is a mega operation. I'd say we're all pretty exhausted here when we walk out of here the day before Thanksgiving. So we're ready to have a day off and to relax a little bit.
Tell me about the satisfaction that you feel when you have reached that day off after you've done all of the work and you've worked up until that Thanksgiving day. Tell me about the satisfaction you feel.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it really is. You know, this is definitely a job for me and for the other 124 employees here, but it's also a labor of love. And it's something that, despite all the early mornings on television and radio, and despite all of the crisscrossing the state and standing outside in cold temperatures, you know, get outside of grocery stores and stuff, when you see it all pay off at the end of the day, it's a wonderful feeling. And one of the things I like to do every year is I definitely make it to all of our all the turkey collections every year, but I try to make sure I go to a couple of the distributions at the local pantries, because for me, you know, seeing a family who otherwise wouldn't have a Thanksgiving meal get that meal, it means everything. I mean, it really does. And you know, we all have our ways of unwinding. I always sit there and Avery Soda makes a turkey tonic for us every year. It's a soda that you could buy at Avery's, and 50 cents from every bottle goes to Connecticut Food Share. And it's a good mixer to bring with you to Thanksgiving. So, you know, Wednesday night before Thanksgiving, my wife is usually making pies, and I'm usually sitting there drinking a Avery's turkey tonic and watching the Thanksgiving episode of WKRP in Cincinnati. So,
well, that's appropriate for being on the radio show right now.
Yeah. Well, I highly encourage you and your staff at WTIC not to do the Les Nessman WKRP.
Don't worry. We've learned the hard way, you know, watching that. We know not to do it.
We've all learned from that. But it's a great feeling knowing that we've done so much for the people here in Connecticut.
Jason, tell me about prices. You had mentioned that a little earlier. You talked about how prices have gone up, and they have. So these Thanksgiving meals cost more than they did 5 years ago, more than they did 20 years ago. Inflation is basically always going up, right? A price might stabilize, but it really doesn't go down significantly, right? So tell me a little bit about where you guys are when it comes to managing prices that have gone up in the last 5 years.
Well, look, Morgan, it's not easy. I mean, I think that's one of the issues that not only have we had here at Connecticut Food Share, but, you know, every Feeding America food bank across the country is dealing with the same exact thing. You know, a lot of our food gets donated by either individuals or by the grocery industry, and that's very much appreciated. But we're also purchasing a lot of food with the monetary donations that we get from individuals. And the reality is, a dollar is not going as far today as it might have been, as it might have 5 years ago, certainly not as far as it did 20 years ago. So that's a reality that we have to factor into everything that we do. A trailer load of peanut butter cost me about 35% more than it did 3 years ago. That's something that definitely eats into our calculus in terms of what we're able to provide. The problem with inflation as it affects grocery prices is it hurts food banks on both ends. It's like burning a candle at both ends. It's harder. We're not able to buy as much, even in bulk, we're not able to buy as much. But it also puts a stress on the number of people that are coming to our pantries and coming to our mobile trucks, because they're not able to buy as much themselves with that dollar in the grocery store. So that's why if you go to one of our lines, and our lines have definitely increased significantly over, like I said, about 23% over the last year. The number one thing people are talking about are the price of groceries. And that's what drives this. People have to make a choice. Do they want to pay for their rent? Do they want to pay their heat or electricity? Do they want to pay for medication? Do they want to pay for food? And almost always people say, well, I can't go without heat. I can't go without electricity. I can't go without my medication, but I could probably skip a meal. That's not a choice we want anybody to have to make. But we understand the economic reality that, the dollar just doesn't go as far as it used to.
I remember you saying something to me about peanut butter once upon a time, something about it being kind of a staple, and the prices have been relatively stable, as I recall, and as I've noticed, for peanut butter.
Yeah, peanut butter now, I mean, I know now peanut butter has gone up 35% over the last 3 years. So, I mean, that's significant. I mean, has it stabilized in the last 6 months? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's kind of leveled off a little bit. But as you mentioned earlier, though, the problem is these prices don't go back down. You just end up getting a new normal. And we're a nonprofit, so we're in a situation in which we have to continue to generate revenue every single year. We rely on those donations that people that people give us, corporations and individuals all across the state of Connecticut. That's our lifeblood. We wouldn't be able to do what we do without those donations.
I'm Morgan Cunningham. Our guest this morning is CEO and president of Connecticut Food Share. His name is Jason Jakubowski. Jason, at this point in time, you've already had a number of drives to take in donations, as I recall. I don't know if you have any more coming up or if you could talk about how those donation events have gone so far to this point.
Yeah, absolutely. There's definitely been a couple of small drives. The real kickoff is on Tuesday, where we have Bank of America Turkey Tuesday right here at Connecticut Food Share. And we kick things off there. On Wednesday is the I think 25th or 26th annual Jack Bannon turkey trot in the Farmington Valley area, where we usually raise about 2,500 or so turkeys. And then, you know, we will be outside of Stop and Shops all across the state of Connecticut in the week coming up. Obviously, people can drop off turkeys anytime at our facility in Wallingford or one of our satellite facilities. And if people aren't interested in like lugging around a big turkey, you could always go online and donate a virtual turkey. You can make a monetary donation, and we'll take care of buying the turkey for you. So we'll be out there in a lot of different spots around the state. You can go to our website ctfoodshare.org to see exactly where we will be. But it's going to be a busy couple of days. A busy 10 days or so.
Give me an idea, Jason, how people can become part of the food share effort other than donations of material goods and food, but donations of time, right? People who want to contribute.
Yeah, absolutely. We have about 5,700 unique volunteers every year here at Connecticut Food Share, and it's the equivalent of about 23 full-time staff members. And as a nonprofit, I mean, I just don't have the money to be able to go out and hire 23 new staff members. So we rely on those volunteers, especially at Thanksgiving time, to help us with the turkey, to help us prepare orders and get them out on the trucks to all of the different agencies. But people can, there are people who only like to donate money. There's people who only want to donate time, and we appreciate that as well. I mean, it's a real help to us. Again, ctfoodshare.org is where you can go to sign up for a volunteer slot. You can go out in one of our mobile trucks. You can go to one of our agencies. You can come here to our warehouse. We definitely need volunteers.
As we get into our final moment here, Jason, anything else that we have not covered thus far that people need to know about your Thanksgiving effort at Connecticut Food Share?
Well, the two things I always like to make sure I leave audiences with, first of all, is, and I know we mentioned this before, but I'll just mention it again, Thanksgiving's an important time. It's a special time. It's a uniquely American holiday. But we have to remember that this is a problem year round. We do what we do 12 months out of the year. And yes, while there's a lot of focus on it at Thanksgiving, we recognize that it's a year round problem. The second thing I like to make sure that audiences remember is, if, you know, we talk all the time about where you can go to ctfoodshare.org if you want to make a monetary donation or if you want to sign up for volunteering. You could also go to ctfoodshare.org if you need help and you need assistance. You can go on there, and it has a list of all of our mobile sites. It has a list of our pantries that are open. And that's the place to go. And if you can't remember the website, you could always call 211. We update them every day on what's open and what's not. But if you're in need this holiday, definitely we want to hook you up with one of your local pantries. And we're happy to do that. That's why we're here.
Jason, what's next for you? So we get past Thanksgiving, and I know that this is a year-long effort for you, but is there anything else that you're pushing for as we get ready for 2025?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's as you look to the new year, I think there's, you know, a lot of what we're looking at are what changes are we can we expect from federal and state government. You know, you just had, we had elections last week, you know, new Congress takes office in January, new state legislature takes office in January. We'll definitely be watching for what some of the different proposals are related to programs like CTNAP or the federal TFAP program or the SNAP program. You know, this is one of those opportunities every 4 years where we just got to see what is proposed out there. So I imagine we'll be spending the early part of 2025 just trying to keep an eye on what governmental programs are planning to do and what the impact might be on people here in Connecticut.
Well, definitely going to be a busy year federally and locally. The Connecticut legislative session will be in operation come early next year. As you mentioned, new makeup in Washington, D.C. So a lot going on for sure. But Thanksgiving, the big focus now. And hopefully we'll talk again before next Thanksgiving, Jason.
Sounds good, Morgan. Always a pleasure to be on the air with you. And I hope you have a good Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Same to you. All right, Jason Jacobowski on Face Connecticut. You have a great day, sir.
Take care.
Face Connecticut is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of WTIC Radio.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.